we can clap it up. If you're excited to be in the house of the Lord today, can you give God 5 seconds of just praise? Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Awesome. Well, praise God. Welcome to the Rock Church. Welcome all the first-time guests. If you're joining us and you're visiting family from out of town, you're just hanging out, eating up all the leftovers, welcome. I'm glad that you are here today. If I haven't met you, my name is Todd, the campus pastor here at our Point Loma campus, and it's a privilege to be with you all today. We have a great day in store for you today. But before we get to today, we have a Christmas service is next week. So make sure you come back, invite your friends, your family. Our Christmas series is starting, and it's the promise of Christmas. So again, come back next week for that. But before we get into today's word, let us pray for a moment. But also, I just got an update from Pastor Miles, and we want to lift up little baby Jackson as he is back in the NICU this morning. So let's pray for him as we pray for today's word and all that God has in store. Father, we thank you for today, God. We thank you for just being a present God in a time of need. I thank you, Lord, for Jackson and every other little boy or little girl who is navigating a challenging season right now. Lord, I pray a covering over him right now. I pray healing over his little body right now. I also pray support for his family. Would you just bless his parents, Lord? Give them joy, your joy, Lord, that's unconditional, God, to be their strength in this season, Lord. So we love you, Lord. We praise you. We honor you. And we thank you for today, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. As we're preparing for Christmas, it's on the horizon. We just came off of Thanksgiving. I believe the Lord gave me a timely word for us, so we're just going to jump straight in. How many of you love Christmas season? Okay, amen. So I love everyone that loves Christmas. If you don't love Christmas, then just please just don't make any noise and just hang out for a little bit because I love the Christmas season. Actually, as a child, I loved Christmas so much because I love receiving gifts as a kid, but I also love spending time with my family and friends, right? But now as an adult, actually, I still love receiving gifts and still love spending time with family and friends, but, you know, it's all good. It doesn't matter if you're a child or an adult. Receiving gifts is always good, right? But it's better to give than to receive. So how many love giving gifts? Amen. Come on. Some of us are like, I love receiving the gifts as you first started, but Christmas is an incredible season for me. Actually, for the past 3 years, it's been even more robust, if you will. My daughter, she's performing and acting and doing her thing, and it's such a blessing. But actually here in San Diego, what's called the Old Globe Theater, which is one of the theaters here in Balboa Park. Balboa Park is 2 square miles of just cool attraction things and things that to actually experience. So if you're visiting, by all means, go. It's a must-see to make sure you go check it out. However, again, the Old Globe Theater is a theater that has been running one of the longest-running shows here in San Diego. For the past 28 years, the Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas has been playing there, and my daughter has been little Cindy Lou. So if you've been, there she is. So if you've seen the Grinch for over the past 3 years, you very likely have saw her play that role of little Cindy Lou Who, and it's just such a blessing for me, a proud dad moment. But I say that because of this experience, she's gotten opportunities all across San Diego, and actually her coaches have asked her recently to submit an audition tape. Submit an audition tape to a Broadway show, which for me, when I first heard it, I was like, a Broadway show? That's New York. That's not like here locally. So are you sure this is what we're doing? And they were very adamant about it. So we did. We submitted the tape and we waited. We waited. We didn't hear anything for a while, but it was okay. It was an incredible experience. And then sure enough, they called back and we were like, oh, they called back. And they asked us to be there. Actually, it was 3 or 4 days later, so we had to hurry up and get on the plane. We flew out there, so we're in the audition room. We're on Broadway with our little girl. Nadej and I are in the waiting room, and we're sitting there with our daughter, and we're just like, God, what are you doing? What are you doing? We are here, and this is incredible. So we're in the waiting room. They're warming up, and they're stretching, and I just have to worship. I just had to worship and just thank God, because this is an incredible moment. We are in Broadway across New York with my 10-year-old little girl. Many people don't have this experience in their whole life, but my little girl, she is here, and we're going to just maximize this opportunity. So we turn worship music on, and Nadej's like, man, don't be too loud. I'm saying, girl, I need to hear this. I need to hear it because this helps me right now. So we're in the moment, and we play worship music, and sure enough, they call Arden's name. So they call her name, and she goes out to the audition room, and in that moment, I'm just being honest, family, I had to use the restroom. So I got up, and I just had to go over to the restroom, which is right next to the door of the audition room, and I was just hanging out, and we did actually just take a red eye, so I was a little tired, so I leaned on the door, and while I was there, I was a proud dad moment, so I put my head on the door. I had to listen in and see what was happening in the room, and again, a proud dad moment. I was waiting with expectation, though. I wasn't just passively waiting. I was waiting because I was my baby in there. I wanted to hear how things were going, so I heard her sing. I heard her little feet tapping as she did her little dance. Then I heard her go through her lines as she went through her scene. Then the audition ended, and I heard her run away just to make sure they don't see me. And the audition ends, and I'm there in the middle of this Broadway, just this community, and see all the people's advertisements. And it was just one of the most incredible moments of my life for my little girl, my little family. And as we left, I was just grateful. I didn't know what was going to happen, but we waited. We waited with expectation, knowing, I mean, by all means, God, if you have this for her, then praise God. If not, it's okay. I share this story with you, family, because we waited with expectation. We waited on purpose. We waited with intention. But we experienced and we appreciated the moment. And I feel like today, the God has a word for you. And ultimately, what he wants to share with you today is that, how are you waiting? What are you doing in the waiting? So I'll speed up to the end of the story. So we didn't get the role. She didn't get the role, which is fine. But it was an incredible opportunity nonetheless. And I say that to say is that we were waiting for weeks and months, and we just didn't hear anything. But we didn't allow the waiting and the distance and the time to discourage it, because we had appreciated the experience. So in this time of waiting, family, I feel like the Lord has us all kind of navigating. How many of us in this room are in a season of waiting for something? Waiting for something, amen? Waiting for a job. Maybe waiting for a spouse. Maybe waiting for a healing, a freedom. You may be waiting for just a house. Who knows what it is? You maybe have a family member who has kind of gone away for some time, and you're waiting for them to come back home. For whatever you're waiting for, I would encourage you, family, today to wait with purpose. God's will is worth the wait. Let me repeat that for you. For those of you who are taking notes, take this note down, and I want you to just ponder this point, is that God's will is worth the wait. If you're waiting for something, remember that God's will is worth the wait. But it's not easy to wait. Many of us know that. We're in a season and a culture now that this is convenience culture. How many of you are a part of convenience culture? I know we all take advantage of all the things we have. So for those of you who are online, I just want to just make this point real fast. We're here in California right now, but there's something that's called the California stop. We don't even stop at stop signs. We just kind of just go slow, and then okay, we just keep going. We can't even wait for a second or 2 seconds to stop fully and then go through. I'm sure you guys do it all over the. But however, this is a California stop. Like, what is that? Wait for a half a second and let's. I know it's not only me, because I see all of you do it. We have Uber Eats. We have Instacart. We have microwave meals. We have Hot Pockets. We have 3-minute rice. But we have 3-minute rice, and we also have 5-minute abs just to combat, kind of go back and forth, which, hey, as long as you hold us together, however, whatever works for you, right? We have curbside pickup. We have Amazon Prime. But I say this because, let me share this with you. Okay, some of you are getting it. That was a long wait, right? That was a long wait. Initially, it was uncomfortable. You're like, oh, hold on, what's happening? Hey, did he mess up? Did he forget his line? Like, what's going on right now? But for those of you who were in the moment, you're like, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. The wait can be uncomfortable, but in your uncomfortability, allow the Lord to move. Allow the Lord to work, right? So I want to encourage you, family, as we dig into today's word, let's go. We can clap that up. If God is speaking to your heart right now, we can clap that up, because I encourage you to wait on the Lord. I have an acrostic for us today. We're going to get into, and it's wait, W-A-I-T. But if you have your Bibles, you can open up your word to Acts 1. We're going to read out of Acts 1. So if you have your Bibles, you can open them up and get ready. Acts 1, we're going to start at verses 4 through 11. But I'm going to give you some context before we get into it. And In this the portion of scripture, just reading through the book of Acts, at this point, Jesus has already been, he's already been living, doing his ministry, signs and wonders, an incredible ministry that he is able to do for 3 years, from ages 30 to 33, then 33 he was crucified in the grave for 3 days, then he rose. After he rose, he came back to the disciples and let them know, like, you know what, I'm going to come back and I'm going to let you know. So he walked the earth for 40 days to show his disciples, look at my hands, the holes in my hands, the holes on my side. This is me, I'm real. And then we pick it up right here in Acts verses 4 through 11, and it reads, on one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. He said, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait on the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they gathered around him and asked, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it's not now for you to know the times and the dates that the Father has set his own authority, but you will receive power. Everyone say power. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white, stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why are you standing there looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. This scripture, I believe Jesus is letting his disciples know that you just need to wait. I know we're zealous and we want to hurry up and go do things, but I want you to wait. What are they waiting for? The power of the Holy Spirit. They're waiting for the power of the Holy Spirit. They don't know what that is yet. Jesus told them about it, but they don't know. They haven't experienced yet. But I want you to know that. I want you to be encouraged to know that as you are in the waiting season, wait on the Lord and what he would have for you. Amen? Again, the acrostic wait. So the first point, if you're a note taker, you can write this down. Worship in the waiting. Let's worship God in the waiting. In Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3, in the NLT version, it says, I waited patiently on the Lord to help me. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair and out of the mud and the mire. Some of us are in a pit of despair right now. Amen? Some of us are going through a difficult season, and by all means, it's okay. He's going to lift you out of that season and put you on, what does it say? He's going to place you on the solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. Then he has given me a new song to sing and a hymn of praise to our God. So, fam, my encouragement and my question again to you is, how are you waiting? How are you waiting? Wait with expectation. Wait with boldness. But what I can ask you not to do is don't wait and complain while you wait. Don't wait. Don't be mad while you wait, kicking cans on the street while you wait. That's not what God has for you, and that's not representing the love of Jesus to those who are watching you wait. Family, I'm going to be honest with you for just a moment. If I can be more brutally honest, rather, everything I'm saying is true, but everything is more brutally honest. I was at the turkey trot. How many of you went to the turkey trot this past weekend? Amen? So, 3 people. Cool. Praise God. So we were at the turkey trot, so we run our 5K with my family. It's awesome. But after the turkey trot, we're in the parking lot, and we're in the parking lot, and we're trying to leave, and this was a moment where I had to worship in my waiting, I'll be honest, because I was there, and I was trying to leave the parking lot, and you know how it goes. If there's traffic, you kind of take turns. Everyone goes one. He go, you go, I go, you go. That's not what happened today for whatever reason. I knew it was my turn for sure. And it was not my turn because they cut me off. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I'm next. And then I got cut off again. I was like, babe, I don't know what's happening right now, but this is like, this waiting doesn't feel good. My leg was jumping and I was just really, I say all I had to say is that in that moment, I had to worship. I had to say, oh, babe, we got to turn some worship music on or something because this is tough. I'm being funny and I'm being, obviously, but this is real. But in the waiting, how are you waiting when it's difficult? How are you waiting when it's difficult? Posture check. If God, and this is a deep, it's hard, it is strong, but if God never does anything else, has he done enough? If God never does anything else for you, is it enough? You're sitting in a car, you just got done running, you're healthy, everything. If God doesn't do anything else, has what he's done already enough? So I want to encourage you in that. If you need to ask yourself that question, check your heart posture, because it helps. I want to leave you with this. Point one is that you can either worry or worship, but you can't do both. You can either worry or worship, but you can't do both. So family, if you're in a space and you're worrying about something, please, no, worship him. Because when you worship God, the way, same way we do every single Sunday before service starts, we sit in the presence of God and worship him on purpose, because we want to make sure we reminded you to not worry about anything, but pray about everything. Amen? Amen. Family, point two, if you're taking notes again, point two, ask with expectation and boldness. Here's a phrase that God gave me. I want to give it to you exactly how he gave it to me. And he says, waiting with expectation is believing the promise is already on the calendar, even if heaven hasn't revealed the date. It blessed me. So I pray it blesses you. I'm going to say it one more time. It says, waiting with expectation is believing the promise is already on the calendar, even if heaven hasn't revealed the date to you yet. Family, in verse 6, it says that the disciples asked Jesus a question. They say, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus does not rebuke them. He says, you need to focus on the Holy Spirit. He doesn't rebuke them, though. He doesn't say they had a terrible question. He just kind of recalibrated their question, and he reframed their mission and says, you know what, guys? That's the Father's timing. How about you worry about the Holy Spirit? And what God showed me in that, he said that the disciples were worried about Israel when Jesus was worried about the world. So as it says, to go and make disciples of all nations, right, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, our job is to do that. So be encouraged in that, and to go and make disciples of all nations, to do what God has called us to do with the power of the Holy Spirit. Family, as we talk about the power of the Holy Spirit, asking courageous questions, I love my wife. I love my bride so much. And my kids ask thousands of questions, and she's always like, babe, 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 babe. But they ask, daddy, 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 dad, 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 daddy, daddy, dad. I'm like, oh my gosh, Cruz, Ariel, Arden, if you guys... Any parents in the house? Any parents understand what I'm... Okay, just making sure I'm not the only one. Praise God. However, before kids, Nadej and I, we were dating for maybe 2.5 years, and a lot of her family and friends, they were getting married, and they were just progressing in life, and, you know, all that was happening for them, and we were dating still for 2.5 years, which I don't think is too long. However, she asked me, how is everything going, do you think? She's like, come here, we have a conversation. How do you think everything is going? I said, I think that's a really good question. I think it's going well, in my opinion. And she said, well, I just want you to know, I think it's going pretty well, too, but I just want you to know I'm not here for fun. Just so you know, I'm not here for fun, and we're together for 2.5 years. I think we need to be talking about what marriage looks like and how that goes, but I just want you to know I'm waiting right now, but I'm not waiting patiently. I'm waiting. I'm letting you know that I have expectations on what God is doing in our relationship, just so you further know. And I was like, oh. Well, initially, I was a little bit bothered, but I'll be honest, I was a little bit confident. Like, okay, you like, yeah. So that means when I ask, there's no question she's going to say, right? So, but anyway, in that moment, I share that story with you because that expectation, she asked with expectation. She was like, I just need you to know. So do we do that with Jesus? Do we do that? I'm going to ask you. I got another piece to it, though, because as she was asking me about what's next, little did she know that I already had purchased the ring. Come on, let's go, fellas. Let's go, fellas. I already purchased the ring. So I already purchased the ring. The ring is getting made. She had a custom ring for her finger and all the things. I'm like, I'm doing it. Yes, I'm doing it. But the cool part about it was when she asked, I already had it in process what she was asking for. So I want you to know, in the same way, Jesus does the same thing. When you ask him, you come to the throne room and ask him, he already has what you're asking for in process. So come with expectation and with boldness. Amen? Amen. If you're doing that right now, I want you to hand clap for 5 seconds. Let God know you are asking him. But you are believing that he is good. Amen. Family, point number three. Invest in the preparation, though. Don't just ask for the blessing. Invest in the preparation. I mean, there's a story that Pastor Travis has shared before, and it's a powerful story. And it's about one of our safety team members. He's a beast, and him and his wife were trying to conceive for quite some time, and they were having a hard time. But the Lord spoke to their heart. He said, I want you to prepare a place for your blessing. So it was hard for them, but they said, okay, well, I'm going to prepare a place, and I'm going to kind of get the room ready, and I'm going to put scripture on the wall, and I'm going to declare God's faithfulness and his goodness. And it was difficult. They were crying, I'm sure, going through kind of preparing a space for a child. And we're not even pregnant. We've had miscarriages, and this is difficult, God. But Jesus knew. He said, I know what's to come, but I need you to prepare because you're not ready right now. Family, I'm sure you know the rest of the story. It's a story 6 months later, they conceive, and 9 months later, they have a baby. You have a little two-year-old running around. Where's he at? Ashton, where's your little guy? Where's he at? Running around somewhere over there running around. But it's the blessing of God's faithfulness. So as you invest in your preparation, know that God will answer your cries. As it says in James 1, 2 through 4, it says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. Everyone say grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. What that means is you can endure anything. Because there are going to be seasons of waiting. So as you're in your season of waiting, know that God has equipped you to wait and to endure, and you can endure and wait through any season. My question to you is, how are you investing in your preparation? The disciples have seen God move over and over and over. He's seen miracles, signs, and wonders. So when Jesus told them to wait, I can only imagine they were like, oh, I'm getting ready for the Holy Spirit. When he comes, this is going to be, can you imagine that? All that they've seen Jesus do through the ministry, all the signs and wonders, and he said, wait, the Holy Spirit's going to come. It's going to bless you. I'm sure they were like, I've seen Jesus heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, cleanse the lepers. Oh, whatever this Holy Spirit is, I'm excited. My question to you again is, but are you excited? Jesus has showed up so many times in your life over and over and over, and he's telling you to wait, but are you waiting with expectation, and are you waiting with confidence, and are you waiting with bold faith, and are you waiting trusting God knows what he's doing? I would encourage you to make sure that you wait with expectation and prepare yourself for what's to come. Lastly, family, I want you to take the next step. Take the next faithful step. So first, you worship in the waiting. Second, you ask with expectation and with boldness. Then you invest in your preparation to prepare yourself. And then lastly, take a next step. Take a faithful, a bold, courageous next step and say, God, I trust you that you are going to be where I step. If the waiting feels beneath you, family, the breakthrough will always stay beyond you. If the waiting feels beneath you, family, the breakthrough always will be just beyond you. So as you're waiting in this time, this season that you may find yourself in, family, take a next step and say, God, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to continue to walk with you, God. I don't know what you have in store for me, God, but I know it is good. I know I'm asking all these crazy questions, Jesus, but you have the answers to every question I'm going to ask. God, I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds my future. Whatever that looks like for you, I would encourage you, family, to take a next step. Take a next step. I'm going to say it four times. Take a next step. Take a next step. Take a next step. And take the next on purpose. Family, I feel like there's many of us that are on the edge of breakthrough right now. I don't know why I feel this in my heart, but there are many of us that are on the edge of breakthrough right now. And Jesus is, I feel like he's just in heaven, right? He's just like on the edge, just kind of looking like, it's like son and daughter, like, just come. Just try. Just take a step and go for it. I got you. You don't know what tomorrow brings, but I know you're going to be there tomorrow. I'm going to be there with you. So take a step and watch what I do in your life. Just trust me. So in this moment right now, I feel like there's many of us who are here who are navigating crazy, difficult seasons of life, and you're in a waiting season. But I want to remind you who's with you. And if he can be with you, and if he's with you, then it doesn't matter what's against you. Emmanuel is one of the names of Jesus that we all declare and we sing out, but it means Emmanuel. It means God, you are with me, God. And if he is with you, you can do all things. So won't you act like it? Act like it, family. And trust that he knows what he's doing. So right now, in this moment, such a sweet moment, I believe there are many people in this room right now who don't know Jesus, who don't know how to wait well. Whether you're in the student section, you are here just like, I'm young and I'm trying to figure it out. Like, I don't know what my future holds, God. Or you're here and you're just saying, you know what, God, I've been waiting for years. And I don't know you. If you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior just yet, I'm going to give you an opportunity here in just a moment to receive him. Or if you're a believer and you know the Lord, but you haven't been walking worthy of the call that he has for your life, and you need the power of the Holy Spirit to do that, I want to encourage you to pray this prayer in just a moment. Because family, the last story I would love to share with you, family, is the way I started this story was the same way I'm going to end it. It was about my little girl. At 10 months old, we're sitting in our living room, and my little girl, she's scooting on the couch, and she's just like looking at me, and she's grabbing my leg, and then I'm just like pushing her and just encouraging her. You can tell she wants to walk. And then she takes almost a step, and she falls. She does it over and over and over, falls and falls and falls. And as a father, I'm sitting there, I'm like, my little baby's about to walk today. She's about to walk right now because I can see the intentionality. I can see I'm going for it. And I know that we've been waiting for a while, and you know, this moment is here. But she said her actions are showing that I'm going for this, Daddy. And her little 10-month-old self, she was holding onto the couch and she lets go, and then she takes a step. Boom. Boom, and falls over. There weren't the best steps. Be honest, it wasn't the best step, but it was a step. It wasn't a step that was. We recorded all of it. You already know we was recording everything for that moment. I didn't know what was gonna happen. It wasn't the most profound step in the natural, but in the supernatural, she was walking. So I would encourage you all, as we are gonna pray out right now, if you're a person who needs to receive Jesus, or you want to rededicate your life and say, I want the power of the Holy Spirit, I want all of you to close your eyes and bow your heads for just a moment. Because the same way that I, as a father, was so proud of my little girl in that moment, I believe the Lord is looking down upon you saying, let's go. I am proud of you as well. So if you need to receive Jesus for the first time right now, you came here today knowing. I just want you to repeat this prayer with me in the privacy of your heart. Just say, dear God, I admit that I'm a sinner, God, and I believe that the penalty of sin is death, Jesus. And I confess, Lord, that I don't have all the answers, and I have been doing everything wrong, God, but I confess you as my Lord. Live in my heart and help me walk the life that you have for me for the rest of my life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior now. Or if you're someone who are in this room again and you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you just have been kind of checking the box and living a powerless Christianity, God is saying, son or daughter, I have so much for you. I left the power of the Holy Spirit there for you to be your comfort, to be your guide. So if that's you, I want you to pray this prayer with me in the privacy of your heart. Just say, dear God, I want to come back home. I want to walk worthy of the call that you have for me. So I receive you and all that you have for me, Jesus. I pray the baptism of the Holy Spirit would just fall fresh on you right now. And you would be enveloped with power to walk worthy of the call and be a witness to San Diego, to California, and beyond. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for this moment. We pray this in Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. So family, if you're in this room and you pray that prayer for either reason, I'm going to give you a bold moment. We're not going to come forward, but I'm going to give you a bold moment to stand where you're sitting. Stand at your seat, if you will. On the count of three, though, if you pray that prayer for either reason, I pray boldness and courage over you right now, family, to stand and say, you know what, God, I want all that you have for me, whether it's for the first time or I'm chasing after you right now. So on the count of three, if you pray that prayer, I want you to stand to your feet. One, two, three. Stand to your feet. If you pray that prayer for either reason. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I see you all over the room. Praise God. Praise God. We can clap it up for him, family. We can clap it up. See, I see you guys. I see you guys. I want to encourage you guys. You may be seated. You may be seated. If I can ask you, when service ends, if you can come forward and speak to one of our pastoral support team members up here, let them know what God did in this moment, because he is faithful and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. Can you clap it up one more time for God's word today?